Here's a primer on how rent-to-own works. Say you need a new couch, but cannot afford to purchase one outright. And for whatever reason, credit is not an option. Rent-to-own stores allow you to take the couch home while making monthly or weekly payments. Jeff Liebachen says several items are baked into those payments. He owns 11 rent-to-own stores across Wisconsin.
The cost of lease services includes things like repairs and loaners for merchandise that's in for service. It includes delivery and pickup charges. It includes the cost in regards to the ability to return the property or bring it on hold.
You can return the item at any time or continue making payments until your purchase is paid for. According to Liebachen, the average monthly payment is $69, and agreements typically last between 18 and 24 months. Under that scenario for the couch, the person would have paid $1,656 by the end of 24 months. Wisconsin is one of only three states that do not have specific rules governing rent-to-owned businesses. The courts here have ruled that the rental fees are credit transactions, so the Wisconsin Consumer Protection Act covers the industry. The act requires the stores equate all fees to a comparable annual interest rate. Liebachen insists the fee is simply the cost of doing business, and Wisconsin would benefit if it changed its perspective.
Then you could see all these companies like Rent-A-Center and Aaron's and others coming back to the state, which will bring a lot more employment and a lot more tax revenue. And for us, it will bring in a lot more advertising dollars from our competition, which is going to help me in getting more business.
Rent-to-own is a $7 billion industry. Liebachen says it has gotten a bad rap because people don't understand the services it provides to people with limited means. Pete Konecny is director of litigation for the Legal Aid Society of Milwaukee. He says he doesn't care whether the people consider the additional cost to rent a fee or interest.
The effect is the same. You'll have just doubled, sometimes more, the cost to buy an item than you or I would have to buy it.
Konecny claims the industry preys upon low-income people.
I mean, my immediate take is that it doesn't belong in the budget.
That's Milwaukee State Representative Mandela Burns. He's concerned about where the issue is surfacing in the state budget.
It doesn't allow for a public debate on that specific issue. The people who would be affected by it, people who have been affected by it, people who understand it and don't want it in their communities, they don't have a chance to to that issue specifically. It's not a budgetary item. This is, we got to get out of this mode where we're putting policy items in a budget.
However, Burns says even if legislators convert the provision into a standalone bill, he would not support it because it could lead to the expansion of the rent-to-own industry here. State lawmakers have debated similar legislation in the past, but both former Governors Doyle and McCallum vetoed the measure. Last year, the Assembly approved a bill, but the state Senate did not get to it. Governor Walker's plan would require stores to disclose an item's price and the number of payments needed for ownership. He would cap the cost of renting at double the purchase price. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.